This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bernie Sanders says, take that, Hillary Clinton. I'm not done yet. He whips out some votes, for sure, in West Virginia. So if you count the delegates, Hillary Clinton has 2,239 delegates. Bernie Sanders, 1,469. But what about the super Dells? She's got them in her back pocket. As for Donald Trump, we know everybody else is MIA. He clears the board, and that's the way it is. So Trump and Sanders, the big winners in West Virginia. And, oh, yeah, a place where I'll live for a short amount of time, the great state of Nebraska. Coming up on the show, of course, we'll be talking about the campaign trail, what's annoying, what works for you. Does anything work for you? And also, in Oklahoma, boy, oh, boy, scary moments, because this is tornado season. And guess what touched down in Oklahoma? Yeah, that would be tornadoes. Relentless. In my neighborhood and where our satellite facility is, almost every person is getting a new roof because we've had so much hail damage and tornadoes. I feel for the people in Oklahoma City because it is brutal dealing with that. Car windows, etc. And plus, ultimately, the biggest sacrifice is people dying. And we've seen that in this weather, with whether it's power outage, whether it's something to do with hail, and hail hitting in a certain way. I mean, listen, that's the scoop. Hail kills. And it really, really does. So when they talk about the weather changing in Oklahoma, in Texas, that's the problem. You start to see those funnel clouds. You start to see the kind of hail we're talking about. And it can be scary, my friends. I mean, it can be epic, some of these storms. Absolutely epic. Awful. But the roofers are in business. Seriously. They're in business. All right, let's take a few, by the way. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you don't have to wait for the mail. You have to do that snail paste thing. You can chime in at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's go to the Grimster. Grim.
Oh, Kate.
Hello.
That is kind of sad about them tornadoes.
Awful.
You know, I'm in the worst one. You know, that category, my tornado alley is being the number one killer. But, I heard that on some news. I don't know. That's just what somebody said. Let me put it that way. But I kind of did a fupa last night. I said the Second Amendment when I meant the Fourth about, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't even catch that.
Yeah. Well, you know, apparently you got to go back to Control-Alt-Delete again. But I got a good little joke for you tonight, you know.
Cool.
And it just happened to be from the news, you know, that reminded me about it. But this guy, he gets arrested and he goes before the judge. And the judge says to him, sir, you know that you're being arrested for being married to two women. I sure do, and that's mighty big of me, isn't it?
Mighty big of me. I get it. bigamy. You got to sell that bigamy. Got it. That was funny. Good job.
Yeah, you know, that every now and then, you know, you hear somebody that, you know, on the news that has done this, and it kind of comes to my mind. But, yeah, you know, when the onset of those tornadoes started, Kate, they had a real, real ominous-looking one that hit Ray, Colorado.
Yeah, one of the worst ever.
Well, that's only 40 miles away from my mom's family that settled there in 1860.
Wow, so that's awful.
Family, and I'm praying, you know, I hadn't heard anything. I'm praying everybody's okay out there. But I guarantee you, I probably got kin there, at least a sixth or seventh cousin somewhere.
Oh, man.
But really what I wanted to talk about, because I really enjoyed after we talked last night, because it just kind of a higher class of restating when I stayed with Dan, what was his last name, Dan Prisitis, or I can't remember who the guest you had his last name. But
oh, Dan Perkins.
Perkins, yeah. But Dan Perkins, you know, he pretty much, you know, stated what I stated about, you know, the fact that we've been tolerant, and now it's just force, you know, being forced down our throat. But he also made other statements, you know, about, you know, we got one in four Americans unemployed. You know, all these things are coming in. So I'm trying to look at this in a sense, too. And I got something else for him. I may not have enough time, but I'd like to bring it up about Muhammad. But anyhow, I was watching Dr. Fool today and, you know, his herd of sheep that are Oprah followers. And
right.
His topic on the show today was cop killers. Now, this is a theme, and I don't want to get too lost in the context because I want to get more on the theme. Now, the context of his show was cop killers. And he brought up Michael Brown that was shot in St. Louis that started all the riots. And his main guest was his mother. But he made the statement that the cop killed him. Now, this cop has yet to be to trial. And for the life of me, he's supposed to be a professional psychologist. And yet he's putting that in everybody's mind and the audience and everything that he killed him, murdered him.
Ah, you're kidding.
No, he did. That's his exact words. And he also didn't show during the whole show any part of the hour that was up before that when he did what he did to the clerk. So the theme of this is like, did you catch Obama and his speech of hate to Brown University? Now, to me,
to me, that was brutal.
Insinuating hate in the younger generation.
I agree. That's not good.
And this is all things like everything else. What's going to happen from June the 6th?
Yeah, what's going to happen from June the 6th on? Absolutely. You're right. You make some great points, Grimm. No question about it. If you want to stand with Grimm or throw in your own two cents, I know we did talk about a couple of different things, you can. 855-266-5283.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Saying, hey, I missed a show, and I missed a guest, and I heard about this because I had a jumbled schedule. You can always go to tunein.com and download the shows. You can subscribe to it. It's free. You can get a lot of different shows, and you can get that show there, meaning America Tonight. All the hours are there. That's a good way to do it. You can go to gcnlive.com. Sometimes I'll post things on Facebook, for sure. I post things on Facebook. So you can go to Facebook.com. Of course, it's easy to hook up through AmericaTonight.net. Just click on all of those things. Twitter, Instagram, you got it, you know it. It's that easy. That easy. Okay. Let's move to what can only be described as nuts on the loose. I hate hearing stories like this, and it seems as though, and it may be just the style of reporting, and these things certainly have happened in the past, but it feels like we're hearing them more often, I guess. So, three people were killed, including the suspect. You know where I'm going with this. Four people injured in a stabbing spree, which does also remind us that if you want to get to somebody, there are many ways to do it. It's not always the big bad gun that people think of. There's other things that sadly twisted people do. So this guy was a Massachusetts guy who stabbed six people, two fatally at a home and a shopping mall south of Boston before he was shot and killed by an off-duty cop. Thomas Quinn told reporters that Arthur DeRosa, who was 28, crashed a car outside of a house in the city, walked inside and stabbed an 80-year-old woman and another woman. The 80-year-old was taken to the hospital. She died. The other woman was being treated for life-threatening injuries. Neighbors said that the women who were attacked in the home were mother and daughter. Ugh. The neighbor said, "My son was here, heard the loud noise. An accident happened. Someone was carrying a knife as he was coming out of the house." Then this DeRosa drove to Silver City Galleria Mall. He crashed a car into the front of a Macy's store. He assaulted multiple people inside the store before running to a Bertucci's restaurant and stabbing four people, including a 56-year-old man who died. An off-duty sheriff intervened at the restaurant and shot him dead. Wow. That is a terrible, terrible, let me say it again, terrible story. So twice the crashing of the car, randomly stabbing people and killing them. Not some little flesh wound, and even a flesh wound would be shocking, but this is worse. Three people killed. Wow. What is this about? So the mall had to go on lockdown. They said it was scary. And, you know, you talk about this town. It's Taunton is the name of the town. It's about 40 miles, give or take, south of Boston. So just another wacko. Some specific reason. There is no reason for it, but whatever the reason might be that's given. Craziness. I mean, not to be paranoid, but when you go to a mall or you go sometimes to a tight place where there's lots of crowds, do you look over your shoulder at all? Do you take a gander at what's behind you? Or no? You're looking straight ahead. I don't notice people looking around more. There would be a shocking story, jaws drop, people talk about it. Oh, that's terrible. And it is. It's sick, sick, twisted, awful. A motive for the attack still under investigation. No connection to terrorism. All I can say is wow. Just a crazy story. This is an unusual story. And it has to do with the SEALs. When I think of the SEALs, a long time ago, I dated a SEAL. That guy was so tough. He was awesome, but he was a tough guy. He was every bit the SEAL. So a Navy SEAL, actually, a trainee, died during basic training. I mean, other people have died during basic. But how sad. 21 years old. First week of training in California. He was pulled, and this is where sometimes it happened. He was pulled out of the pool Friday after showing signs he was having difficulty while treading in a camouflage uni and a dive mask. He lost consciousness after being pulled out of the pool and was taken to a civilian hospital. He was pronounced dead. Wow. First week training. Dreamed of becoming a SEAL. Absolutely awful. And there it was in the pool. And you know, you see that with the dive mask and everything, and you got to think, panic sometimes sets in. And it's just awful. This death, by the way, only days after another Coronado-based SEAL was shot and killed during a gunfight involving ISIS fighters in Iraq. So they've got a couple of services to hold, both in the case of Charles Keating and also in the case of this 21-year-old James Lovelace. Ugh. As I have so many family that have been in the Navy and have proudly served, the stories they've told me, it's not a surprise, and just how tough base it can be. Some say the Navy is not the hardest, and it might not be the hardest, but it's not a cakewalk either. It completely is not a cakewalk. Odd news, or what I used to call news you can abuse, trust me, we got tons of it. The strange, the wacky, the just stupidness when you think about it. The daily drama. What is the daily drama? And there have been a lot. Especially surrounding Trump's run, Hillary Clinton's run even. With people running around saying it's the worst of two evils, who would you possibly vote for? We also have the problem that we have two people that aren't necessarily crazy loved by the people in the party. So they're not the most popular in the bunch. But they are the ones who are the nominees, barring something unforeseen happening with Hillary Clinton. I find it hard to believe that she won't be there. Although I also have to assume she'd be cleared. She had to be cleared of a few things. Can't be pursuing her. Because that makes no sense. Right? Am I making sense? Somebody said to me once, what? Forget about it. You're making the pasta. I'm making the pasta. And I hope it's coming out the right end. Let's put it that way. Remember, 24/7, you can always get to us here on the show. If you're concerned you missed something, it's easy to find it. But coming up on the show, as I mentioned, odd news. News you can abuse. One of my favorite segments we used to do here on America. Tonight, we're breathing a little new life into it. And we'll talk about what's crazy, cocky, and makes no sense. What tickles your funny bone? Next.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Virginia, Nebraska, and Trumped everybody, himself. And, of course, he is the Republican nominee. How much power, how much credit, how much a little of everything will he get? That answer is up in the airs. The airs. Notice I didn't say air. The airs above us all. So let's move forward and talk about some of that oddball stuff, the odd news. As I said, news you can abuse. All right, so how about this? Budweiser renames itself America to inspire, they say, drinkers. And you think of a barbecue, holding a beer, Memorial Day week in the United States, what do you think of? What kind of beer? Are you thinking of Budweiser? They're hoping you are. So, it says on the cans, America. And they're going to do that from May 23rd through the presidential election, they say, to inspire drinkers. What if they're selling more liquor? Well, more beer. I'm going to say, yeah, sure, maybe. I think so. Kind of a clever marketing idea. If somebody already buys Bud anyway, they're not going to be offended by that. if somebody doesn't buy Bud, they might just decide, oh, those cans are cool, I'm going to try it. That wouldn't be surprising. So maybe. All right, how about this? A new the New York Lottery says a man has won $1 million for $2 million. And this is how the story goes, isn't it? Buy your lottery tickets until your heart's content, but the same person's going to win over and over again. So, talk about beating the odds. $1 million for the second time. Suffolk County. He won $1 million in 2012. I need a little ATM money. I think I'll just go and win another $1 million. The check presentation, they say, will be made at a gas station and convenience store in West Babylon. Repeat winners are rare, but not unheard of in New York and other places. I think it's crazy. What do they say about being struck by lightning? Talk about being struck by lightning twice. That's a kooky story. Very kooky. All right, so keep score with me. We have America on Budweiser cans. We have this now. Rolling Stone story. In talking about the Rolling Stones and in talking about how many years? 50 years. That is crazy authentic. When you're with the same peeps for the most part for 50 years. Woo! That's nutty. The newspaper reached out to the Stones management trying to secure an interview with one or more of the guys of the band for a story. 50th anniversary, etc. Angry fans broke through the barriers, prompting the cops to use tear gas, and the Stones pledged never to be in the city 10 miles north of Boston. Wow, doesn't sound like the Stones. We lost you there for a second. I'm going to blame that on Mahalo as the dog came into the studio and stepped on a cord. Boy, that never happens. Mahalo. Did you ever have your dog do that? You're in the middle of something and the dog moseys in. Oh, well. Okay, this to me is much more intriguing than anything that's come out of my mouth all so long. And it has to do with an Alabama drag queen. A drag queen suspended Chief Justice's nightmare. Ooh, the intrigue of it all. I actually went and looked at the woman, and I can see how you might be a little deceived. But Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore is what they're talking about. They're saying Moore has called out Starling as the new worst nightmare. Well, pretty much they're saying for Moore. And so here's what the deal is. Starling helped lead an anti-Moore rally on the steps of the American Supreme Court building in January. Opponents that day filled out more than 40 complaints against Moore, who already was the subject of other complaints and now faces removal from the office if convicted and of violating judicial ethics. So can you imagine? Here's what was said. It takes a drag queen to meet you, to remind you, rather, that liberty and justice is here for us all. And I have to say again, this is a woman who looks like a woman. Definitely. An attorney for Moore said Moore assured the order because probate judges were asking questions about how to proceed. So there's gobbledygook mixed into the middle of this. The bottom line is controversy in the Navy don't sell well no matter what. Especially now with this kind of tolerance, that's this sort of zero tolerance, the zero tolerance program has really taken off. And certainly there are some places where we have people that you question and say, wow, is that really safe? And the answer is in some of the nations we've mentioned, there is massive police protection. And I went to the State Department website, and I haven't seen much about it not working. About it not working. By the way, coming up at the tail end of this hour, and we still do have some time left, when I was in Vegas, there was a lot being made at Bally's about Britney Spears because she's one of their lead acts. And she's got a 21, I was just reading this, she has a 21,000 acre estate. Wow. What are you, 21 acres? What is she doing with all that space? I mean, it is beautiful. And her getting your stuff at IKEA, I guess, allowed them to rub 20 pennies together and say that they don't care. I'm just saying. So Britney Spears has her act in Bally's, and there were a lot of people who were interested in Britney Spears, it seems. Because the tickets were a hard sell. I mean, a hard sell, you know, in other words, tough to get. And there are tons of acts in Vegas, at least simultaneously 50 different acts going off at one time. Here's the thing. If you have ADD and you find yourself in Las Vegas, that might be a good thing because you can help the people around you. For the rest of us, it's confounding, let's put it that way. Kind of like this show. It's a smorgasbord. That's why we are all over the place. To give you a little of this, a little of that, and at the end you say, oh, I get it, light bulb moment. And what is the light bulb moment? I will share that with you. You know how on Facebook and Instagram you get what's one of my friends one time called quote goats? Where all they're doing is quoting other people, usually super uber famous people, but nonetheless quoting. So many others who have come before, but especially in the historic sense, there's no doubt it would be big. No doubt. All right, speaking of no doubt, coming up next, a little of this, a little of that to cash out on a smorgasbord Wednesday. Hang with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
On America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great country. All right, to re-rack in case you missed it, the big news, Bernie Sanders. Why? Bernie Sanders sneaks in a couple more. West Virginia and Nebraska. Who knew they didn't like Hillary Clinton in either place? Because he resoundingly beat her. It means he gets more delegates. Still shy. Super is the ultimate word. Super before delegates. Super delegates. That's all what it's about. For the Democrats, Trump clears the board naturally in Nebraska and West Virginia. Who else is there but Donald Trump, unless somebody writes in Daffy Duck? I don't know. The conversation with Trump certainly is about VPs. Who is the best VP candidate for Donald Trump? The answer is, I don't know. Chris Christie, I think, wants it. Newt Gingrich wouldn't turn it down. But who is the best person to stand by Donald Trump? You got to campaign a bunch together. You got to put up with some stuff, you know what I'm saying, if you become the VP. Paul Ryan wanted nothing to do with that, although Paul Ryan and Donald Trump meeting on Republican unity is probably a good idea, right? And so the House Speaker said that his meeting with the presumptive nominee, Trump, is going to focus on how to unify. He said we shouldn't just pretend that our party's unified when we know it's not. It isn't. It's no secret. It's been 1 week since the Republican primary effectively wrapped up. Ryan and Trump will meet on Thursday. Speaker wouldn't be specific about what they plan to discuss. Supposedly, I hear it's the convention. Ryan did throw this in, Donald Trump deserves a lot of credit for winning the primary, for bringing millions of people into the primary. The question now is, how can we unify all the various wings of the Republican Party? Stitch them together so that we're all rolling in the same boat, in the same direction. He said, that's the kind of conversation we need to have, brother, and we're having it on Thursday. I think Trump and Ryan will be fine together having a conversation. Of course they will be. In fact, Trump tweeted out, I look forward to meeting with Paul Ryan and the Republican Party leadership in D.C. Together we'll beat the Dems at all levels. I mean, Donald Trump, what if he's pinching himself? He is that much more closer to becoming the president of the United States, the leader of the free world. Wow. It's crazy to think about that. Certainly when the Odyssey started back last June, a lot of people weren't giving Donald Trump a lot of credit. And slowly but surely, boy oh boy, he showed them all wrong. All the people who were salivating at running. Chris Christie among them. After Superstorm Sandy, that tanked his fates and fortunes. But he was on the cover of Time. Henry Kissinger called him, told him he should run from the last time around. So that's not happening. It is a question of VP. Perhaps there's something there. Although, why New Jersey and Chris Christie if you're not just picking the man, location, votes you could bring in? I don't know that that would make any sense from that point of view. It wouldn't. In fact, at all. It wouldn't. All right, I promise this would be a tight seg where we would hit on some of the top headlines. How about this? Veteran Hillary Clinton aide Cheryl Mills caught off guard at an FBI question on an off-limits topic, bolted from the interview room briefly. Ooh. Are they cracking on the Hillary side of the aisle? And perhaps there's something to this. Being caught off guard did not make her happy. Because then, you know, what are you going to say? I'm off guard. My guard's down. I don't know what to say. Mills is a lawyer who served as Clinton's chief of staff during her stint as Secretary of State. She is cooperating with the FBI, but the surprising response hints at tensions surrounding the Democratic presidential frontrunner's possible mishandling of classified info on her private email server. Now, the off-limits question had to do with the procedure used to produce emails to the State Department so they could possibly be released publicly. No, I don't think so. Mills and her lawyer left the room after the question from the FBI interrogator. Then they returned. You know, but it's not odd for FBI agents and prosecutors to kind of vary the way they interview, their tactics, and approach. Not difficult. So it makes sense, right? All right, in case you haven't heard this, Caitlyn Jenner, the big announcement was that Caitlyn Jenner was going to pose nude on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Some people are completely outraged. Some people think it's a miracle that in this day and age we could trot someone out and not bat an eye compared to what the past was like. And by the way, just to make you feel a little more queasy in your chairs as you're listening, don't nod off. How about this report that says most homegrown terrorists were arrested last year since 9/11? So you got to figure somebody's doing their job right? the most since 9/11. Wow. 75 people born in the U.S. arrested on terrorism charges. More than any year. With nearly 90% of them loyal to the Islamic State, the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security released all that in a report. Including in 2015, these terrorists demonstrated an ability to operate in New Jersey and throughout the United States while working on like-minded people online and acting independently from the organized group. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. 75 people arrested on terrorism charges. 90% loyal to the Islamic State. And then the question becomes, Guantanamo gets the axe if the president has his way. And he might not. But then where are you taking all these people? Think about it. I mean, this is homegrown, so I guess it's different. But to my point of, yeah, when is enough enough? Never is the answer. Never. It's expensive. In Washington, the most expensive place to be is out of the spotlight. Because if you're an aide and something is said or you're caught in something that seems a little off, then you're questioned about it. You need that lawyer. You could even be targeted. We know there have been lots of accusations about that on both sides of the aisle, depending on what we're talking about, what primary, what commercial spot, early in the campaign or later in the campaign, etc. All right, the other big story, we'll squeeze this in. A Minnesota doctor saw Prince prescribe drugs. There's all these questions now about what he was taking and how addicted he was to painkillers. We know that in America, so many people are addicted to painkillers. It's not a surprise. People who knew Prince said they didn't bat an eye on this. A Minnesota doctor saw him twice in the month before his death, including the day before he died, and prescribed him medication. That's what a search warrant says, because they're trying to do this autopsy and pinpoint exactly what killed Prince. Ah, Purple Rain, Purple Rain. I can almost hear it, can't you? Thanks to Daniel for his help on the technicals. Great job. And all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.